Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Numerous studies show that millions of us are lonely. However, striking up new friendships as an adult can be hard and time-consuming, but also potentially very rewarding. So how do you get over the anxiety of putting yourself out there and making some new connections? Niamh Delmar is a counselling psychologist and joins me on the line now. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning, Philip.
Niamh, I'm a very, very busy person. Convince me, what good is going out there and putting the time and the effort into finding a new friend going to actually do me?
Well, investing in friendships is associated with better mental health. And while you're busy now, there may come a time when you're less busy and you really need those friendships, especially as people get older. There can be grief, life changes. So many things happen as people age, and they need friends to support them along the way.
Forming friendships, though, is something that tends to happen naturally when your circumstances change, when your kids move school or when you change job or when you move house. Engineering a situation outside of those kind of circumstances can be pretty difficult.
It is, because, you know, it's not like in the playground, you can't really rock up to people and ask them to be your friend, you know, so it does take a bit of engineering. People make a lot of effort when they're looking for a relationship, but less so for friendships. And these are the areas in life that will be very lasting and very supportive, because you can have different layers of friendships, whereas you're only really having one relationship usually. So, you know, ways to make friends, and it is managing that and having a conscious effort. Mm-hmm. And there's two sides to it, practically, and then the mindset. So they're the two areas that people need to, you know, work on.
Why do you think it gets harder as you get older?
You know, again, we're not as open. People change, but their lives change. As you say, people get really busy with work. They might move away. And we get more self-conscious as well. You know, people are a little bit more anxious about kind of reaching out, and there's a little bit of avoidance that takes place. But we also have to bear in mind that there is something known as the liking gap phenomenon, that we actually underestimate how well we are liked by other people when we meet them.
Oh, really? Okay, that's quite interesting.
Mm, yeah. So, you know, people are afraid of rejection, but it's not a reflection of your worth. It's just that you aren't compatible. We're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, and they're not going to be ours.
Because you would think, wouldn't you, that as you enter adulthood, the further you progress into it, the more that you are likely to have gotten over yourself and your notions about who it is that you should be friendly with. And you'll be more accepting of human frailty and more tolerant of difference. So it should be easier to make friends.
Yeah, it should be. But people just still have that little bit of a hang up and fear. But once they get over the avoidance and all these over analysis of, oh, I won't be liked, or I won't bother making the effort, people can get such a lot out of it. You know, practically joining clubs, being a joiner, connecting with old friends, women's and men's sheds, and then the mindset, just working on yourself first, making a conscious effort to open your door, bring people in as well as your heart, make that move, you know, and have realistic expectations, because sometimes people expect a lot as they get older and they want this perfect kind of, you know, friendship, whereas there's different layers of friendships that we can have.
Well, that's interesting. Now, within those different layers, are there optimum numbers? I mean, are there a set number of BFFs that you can, you know, reasonably have and maintain a meaningful relationship with? Is there a set number of people in your wider circle that we tend to, you know, use as a cutoff point?
Yeah, people have an inner circle, but I think as people get older, they need to keep branching out with that. We call that the mere exposure effect. So basically, the more people we see, you know, when we see them often, we like them more. So we need more than a single event. We need to kind of produce different events and clubs and groups so we can kind of get to like people more, because it can take time. But again, those expectations need to be realistic, because everybody doesn't have to be a deep and meaningful friend. You can have one friend that's a companion, another friend that you share an interest with. So there can be those different layers to meet your different needs with friendships.
Have you any practical tips then on, you know, the first steps in asking for somebody's friendship? How do you make sure, for instance, that you don't come across as too strong, as a bit of a try-hard who's going to, well, frankly, end up being a bit of a pain in the ass?
Yeah, I think it's to have that open conversation. And it's great if you are joining a club or you're doing a meetup or whatever, because you've something in common already, whether it's an art class or you're going hiking. So you've something to talk about. And then it's to just kind of be brave, work on yourself, as I said, first, you know, have good communication skills, openness, listening skills, asking open questions, you know, and, you know, just kind of get that brave step forward to talk about something and have topics in your back pocket.
Okay. Is that a diplomatic way, Niamh, of saying don't talk about yourself endlessly?
Well, you know, it says what we see in the research actually is the more people open up and are authentic, the more they're liked. So you don't want to bare your soul completely on the first, you know, encounter. But like, you know, to say, oh, I had a stressful day, or to be that authentic self rather than the fairy tale image of yourself, actually you'll be more liked that way by people, and that you can bring people into your world easier that way by being your authentic self, but rather than having to kind of present a version of yourself.
This is not Instagram, folks. This is real life. What about introducing new friends to your existing friends? That can be quite fraught, I would think, at this stage in life.
Yeah, because people have different personalities and, again, different ways. But, you know, you would have a good sense of, have they got similar values? Is there similar interests that they have? So, you know, if you gauge it well, you could do a bit of friendship matchmaking as well and extend your group. But some people prefer one-to-ones. So you've got to suit your personality. Some people are more extroverted and they like groups, you know. So it's finding your fit and what suits you best.
I get the sense that we're kind of implicitly here talking about men, because women don't really seem to have or suffer from any of the inhibitions that you're talking about here, by and large. It's really mostly men who have problems reaching out and making new friends.
Yeah, depending, because men can be quite good at joining and being in clubs and, you know, making friendships that way. Women tend to engage more in emotional conversations and may get deeper or connect deeper, but it really depends on the personality type as well. You know, so it is, there can be very shy men, there can be very shy women. So it's looking at your personality and finding ways to kind of get those skills up and overcome some of those inhibitions or low self-esteem or lack of confidence.
So look at yourself first, work a little bit on yourself if you want to form new friendships.
Yes, and we see that with relationships as well. You know, the better somebody works on themselves first, the healthier they will attract people into their world.
If it doesn't work out, or if you get the feeling that this person is not doing anything for you, they're not soul enhancing, in fact, they're life detracting, does there come a point where you really just need to cut and run?
Yeah, I mean, if something's not healthy for you, whether it's a habit in life or whatever it is, or a person, you need to protect yourself, and people need to have healthy boundaries. You know, you can give it a chance. You could talk to the person, see can you iron out something. But if it's something detrimental, then yes, it is about walking away, because, you know, that is part of your mental health, the people that are in your world.
I wonder as well what we're passing on to our kids in the kind of relationships that we form, or what they see us doing with our friends or not doing with our friends. Is there a risk that if you are a loner, that your children are going to end up mimicking that too?
Very good point. But, you know, it also depends on personality type, because somebody could be more introverted, but they could have a very extroverted child that really needs a lot of social engagements. But it is important as a parent to foster an example of good, positive social relations. That doesn't have to mean that you have to see groups of people, you know, all the time. But, you know, maybe to make sure the child gets used to people coming into the house every now and then, or seeing you going off for a walk with a friend, because, you know, those social engagements do matter and they are associated with better mental health.
Of course, I mean, the children will learn from your relationship with your significant other. So why wouldn't they learn from your relationships with your friends and your neighbours?
Yeah, seeing you having a good laugh with a friend, seeing you sharing an interest with a friend, doing something healthy with a friend, seeing healthy friendships, you know, and seeing you happy and, you know, talking nicely about that person. So they see the benefit of what a friend is like. Because what we see sometimes is people neglect friendships or don't bother with friendships because they're busy with kids or busy with family life or busy building careers. But then there comes a time where a lot of people will say to me here in therapy, you know, I could really do with a good friend right now, you know, because all that busyness is gone now. And, you know, I don't have many friends, or they've moved away, or I've let them go. So, you know, they need to kind of start then to kind of open that door again.
A lot of food for thought there. Niamh Delmar, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.